This is Health Matters, reporting on medications that can make you vulnerable to sunburn and heat stroke. Heat stroke can quickly lead to medical emergencies. Severe sunburn can lead to cancer. So we want you to be aware of medications that can put you at risk for these conditions.
Some medications increase the risk of heat stroke because they diminish thirst. When summer temperatures soar, the body naturally craves water. But if medications interfere with this natural craving, the user may not think of the need to drink water anyway.
Some drugs interfere with sweating as well. Since sweating helps keep the body from getting overheated, this can be a problem in hot weather.
So how many medications are we talking about? Lots. Many common drugs make people sensitive to sunburn or to dehydration and heat stroke. Some drugs increase our vulnerability to both at the same time. Compro is a good example. Compro is a prescription antipsychotic drug that is sometimes given for severe nausea and vomiting. It can make the user vulnerable to dehydration, heat stroke, and sunburn.
Common allergy drugs such as Benadryl and Phenagrin increase vulnerability to heat stroke and sunburn. There are a few antidepressant drugs that do as well.
Some diuretics can cause vulnerability to sunburn and heat stroke. Examples are diuril and hydrodiuril. If you're taking this class of diuretic, you may have been warned by your doctor or pharmacist about these possible side effects.
There are a number of high blood pressure medications that leave a patient vulnerable to heat stroke, including ACE or ACE inhibitor drugs that help relax blood vessels. Common ACE inhibitor drugs include Lotensin, Capotin, and Vasotec.
Other high blood pressure drugs that can leave you vulnerable to heat stroke are Cozaar and Diovan.
A couple of medications for digestive disorder may lead to heat stroke. Robinol, which is prescribed for stomach ulcers, is one. Another is Bentil, which is prescribed for irritable bowel syndrome.
Drugs for overactive bladders can lead to heat stroke. So can some drugs for Parkinson's disease. At least four antipsychotic medications pose a risk of heat stroke. People taking medications for any of these conditions are advised to find ways to stay cool on extremely hot days. Find air conditioning, and if you can't, use fans or cool compresses, and take it easy. It's not a good idea to do anything strenuous when it's sweltering, and of course, drink extra water, even if you're not thirsty.
That's good advice for all of us when it's sweltering, whether or not we're on medications. With one exception, if you have a medical reason for limiting fluid intake, check with your doctor about how much you should drink on a hot day.
Getting back to the issue of sunburn, don't assume that Native Americans face no risk from sunburn.